How do you rebound from a big win like that, having to travel on the road in such a big game? What do you tell your team?
Well, our team has been pretty smart about understanding the challenges we have ahead of us each week, and you know, we know that how good Philadelphia is, and we're going to have to play very good to beat them. So I don't think that will be an issue. You know, what happened last week happened last week, and now we move on.
Just give your affiliation.
Okay, yeah. Hey, Mike, it's Jeff McClain from the Philadelphia Inquirer. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. With the Eagles, they run a lot of play action and run pass option with Nick, or have been. You know, when you're in zone, what's so difficult about defending that?
Well, number one, you have to defend the whole field. You know, they've got an outstanding running game. Backs run extremely hard. They're very full and is outstanding. You know, Lane Johnson may be as good a tackler as in the league, and then they, you know, with these backs, so you try to load up a little bit on the run, and then, you know, they've got the option to throw the ball out there on the perimeter to these receivers. You know, they've got a chance to get a lot of space and run with it after the catch.
What's the challenge of preparing for their backs? They got multiple backs, different styles. What are you observing those guys, and then how do you try to neutralize them?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, they're all really physical runners, great cutback ability, but they have speed to get to the perimeter. You know, and I think they do a great job with their scheme and the things they're doing. Obviously, they've been a great running team. You know, and you're right, they're a little bit different, but, you know, I guess Barner is the most different of the three. You know, you just have to be aware who's in there.
Coach, look, Teron Davenport, USA Today, the Eagles Wire. Looking at their 12 personnel package, their two tight ends, what are some of the problems that they're able to cause as far as Trey Burton and Zach Ertz in the receiving game?
Yeah, well, you know, both those two guys are really good route runners. You know, they can open up, spread you out. And then they still have the run game with it. You know, they like to put those two guys together on one side and then put the receivers to the other side. So they still have the run game out of it, and they have the play-action pass. And then they can spread them all out and, you know, get you mismatched on linebackers.
And then with that 12 personnel package, I've seen in the past teams have used, like, ace formation, and that kind of gives the defense an extra gap to defend in the running game. How does that put stress on your guys up front?
Well, it does, because, you know, it kind of balances out the front. And, you know, typically with a 4-3 front like ours, it adds one more space. And then you know, when they pull the center, that adds another gap. You know, so that changes things up a little bit. And then, you know, they can get you, you know, they do a great job in the trap game and the whams and things like that. So, you know, I think it adds to all the gap control that you have to deal with.
Tim McManus with ESPN. The Eagles have been the most aggressive team on fourth down this season. I wonder if that's how that impacts you as you prepare, and then, you know, how that stresses a defense.
Yeah, well, they've gone for 26 times this year and converted 17. So, you know, they have been very aggressive. You know, they've gone for it on fourth and one a lot of times. And then, you know, sometimes they'll be up by 20 points in fourth and six and they'll go for it. So we have to be prepared at any point. You know, we've been fairly good in the short yardage situations this year defensively, and so we're going to have to be on point there as well.
Hey, Martin Frank, Delaware News Journal. Midway through the season, it seemed like maybe Teddy Bridgewater might be ready to come back, and, you know, a little before that, Sam was. What was it that kind of made you want to stick with Case, you know, for the rest of the season?
Well, he's played really good when he's been in there. He's, you know, he's done an outstanding job taking care of the football, getting us in the right plays. He's been making plays. Throwing the ball, our offense has been moving the ball well, and you know, he's earned the right.
Connor Hughes with NJ.com. Your offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur has been linked pretty heavily to the Giants the last couple days or so. I was just wondering what you saw in him when you originally hired him, what you believe makes him a good coach, and if you believe he's ready to take that next step once again and be a head coach.
Well, you know, I was able to compete against Pat, you know, a few times when he was a head coach at Cleveland, and you know, I always thought his schemes did a good job, and then we brought him in here and was one of the assistants, and you know, he's a smart guy, has a good relationship with the players. You know, he's done an outstanding job this year, and I do believe that he's earned the right.
Do you believe he'll be successful in that next stint? Because I know things were a little rocky there in Cleveland.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, if he gets the opportunity, I think he'll be successful.
Mike, Jeff McClain again from the Philadelphia Inquirer. With your corners, you know, I guess like most corners, they'll press, they'll play off. How do you like for them to employ that? Do you just kind of give them free rein, or is it scheme specific?
Yeah, it's by game plan.
Mike, John McMullen, ESPN, South Jersey. You've been known over the years for that double A-gap look, and it seems to be more overload blitzes this year. Is that a personnel thing, or is that just game plan?
Everybody's been, you know, everybody in the world copies it now, and so everybody gets practice against it, and it's, you know, it just the way it is. So sometimes we try to stay ahead of the curve a little bit, and, you know, everybody's trying to do what we do, so we do something else.
Mike, Dave Zangaro, NBC Sports Philadelphia. It seems like the rest of the league's kind of been waiting for Case to stumble. Why hasn't he? How has he been able to keep this up?
He's a fighter. That's what he does. He's a fighter. I think everybody's always ruled him out, and he just continues to try to prove people wrong.
How's Sam Bradford, Jeff McClain again, how's Sam Bradford adapted to, you know, now being the number two, and how has he helped Case from his perspective?
I think Sam's health is good. I think, you know, they have a good relationship, so, you know, they try to help each other all the time.
Tim McManus with ESPN. Case called that moment at the end of the Saints game, the third best moment of his life. I'm wondering, you know, just from across the board, what the challenge has been like to get the guys back and kind of recentered after such a finish and get ready for this game.
I think they watch the film of the Eagles, and I think it gets them focused pretty quick. That game was Sunday. Today's Wednesday, so we're over that. We're ready. You know, we've got a big task in front of us. Just a heck of an Eagles team. They've got an outstanding defense. They're tops in the league in red zone touchdown percentage. I can go on and on and on about this team. And so I think they understand, the task that we have at hand and, the opportunity that we may have as well.
Mike Jones, USA Today. Can you just talk about what you see in Fletcher Cox and what makes him such a tough matchup up front there?
Well, I loved him coming out, you know, when he came out and was drafted by the Eagles. He's strong, physical. He's got great quickness. In the four-down lineman scheme, you know, those guys, those inside pass rushers are extremely valuable, and he is a outstanding player. He's good against the run. He's good in the passing game. He's got great quickness, good hands, good strength and power, and I think that's what makes him good.
Coach, Teron Davenport again. Looking at last year, you guys played the Eagles, and obviously this year you're doing film prep. What are some of the differences that you've seen in Nelson Aguilar with how much more successful he's been this year?
Yeah, he's been great with the run after catch. I think he's been outstanding with that. He's catching the ball well. I think his routes look a lot better. He's just a guy that probably has grown up.
This is Martin Frank from the News Journal again. To follow up on that, it seems like, you know, the Eagles are kind of deploying him in many different types of formations and stuff. I mean, how difficult does that make it to prepare for him?
Yeah, be honest with you, not only that, but all the other things they do make it difficult to prepare for. Jeffrey's a hell of a receiver. Tight ends are tough. Aguilar's tough. The backs are tough. I mean, the offensive line's good. I mean, you know, it's going to be, we're going to have to play really good in order to stop them.
Mike, Jeff Mosher from 97.5 Fanatic in Philly. I'm wondering what you think of the Eagles' RPO game this year and how difficult that is to defend.
Yeah, I guess I already answered that, but just opens up the whole field. You know, you got to defend the run, spreads the field out, and you know, it just makes it more difficult.
There was a lot of Jeff McClain again. There was a lot of different personnel for the Eagles in last year's game. Quarterback, their leading receiver, and leading rusher are no longer on the team. Do you therefore not spend as much time watching that and just focus more specifically on what you've seen this year and especially with Nick over the last five games?
Well, I think you know, we try to do our due diligence on everything. We try to watch, you know, last year and compare notes, and then this year, and you know, I mean, I'm sure they're watching everything just like we're watching everything.
Mike, Zach Gale, Fox Sports 920, The Jersey. Eagles only lost one game this year at home, and it was a game where they rested a lot of people at the end of the season. How do you prepare your team for the crowd that you're going to face in a raucous atmosphere on Sunday?
You know, pretty much like we have all year long. I understand, you know, I know that Philadelphia has great fans. It's going to be a loud atmosphere. You know, but, you know, this is NFL football, and so we're going to have to go in there and focus on the things we have to do to win the football game.
Dave Zangaro from NBC Sports again. I know you were asked the question about the Eagles on fourth down, but they seem to do a lot of unusual things. They ran two screen passes in a row last week against a team who might do some things like that. How prepared do you have to be for anything that might come?
Yeah, I mean, we have to be prepared for everything. I mean, you know, we do our very best each week to prepare for every situation that we're going to get in and try to do our best and hope that. Hopefully, our players execute better than their players. But you know, it's just part of it. We just, you know, whether they do a lot of stuff or we do a lot of stuff, it's, you know, you just try to prepare your best for however you can do.
Hey, Mike, Zach Berman, Philadelphia Inquirer. Is Alshon Jeffery a guy you had targeted in free agency, or at least looked at in free agency?
Well, he's a guy that I've known because we played against him in Chicago. You know, every year I've been here, and he's a heck of a football player, catches the ball well, you know, runs great routes, good 50-50 guy, you know, so I'm not going to talk about who we have targeted in free agency.